How do you tell if your wife still loves you after separation? Good question. Hey Kings, this is Ola coming to you live from lolaandola.com. I have this question today. How do you tell if your wife still loves you after separation? A couple of things I wanted to mention here. First of all, you don't try to tell, okay? You don't try to tell. It's not worth it, okay? Here's why. I know you want your wife back. I know that you want your family back. I know that you want to make things work again. But we're talking about emotional, psychological factors that play a big role, majority of the role in this situation. See, if nobody wants you, or if you don't show that nobody wants you, or if you don't show that you have options, there's a good chance that your wife doesn't want you back, at least not yet, okay? So how do you tell if she still loves you? You wait until she tells you. That's number one, okay? When she tells you that I still love you, believe her, okay? But even at that, you don't want to just jump at it and be like, I'm excited, she still loves me. You don't want to do that, right? Because that will backfire, okay? But if she hasn't told you, there's a good chance that she's not in love with you. By the way, if your wife was ever your wife and she ever told you she loved you, she probably still loves you, okay? But that's a completely different thing from if she's still in love with you. Does she feel like she's in love with you right now? There's a good chance that she's not. But again, it depends on how particular you are about that, okay? You don't want to make that a big deal. If you make it a big deal, it becomes a big deal. If she's not in love with you right now, she's just not in love with you right now, okay? It's temporary. And depending on your level of patience, depending on if you've been working on yourself, that's what's going to determine if she will ever come back to you or if she will ever say to you that she loves you. See, a woman will not tell you she loves you if she doesn't feel like she's in love with you, okay? You know, love and being in love with you are two different things, okay? Loving a person is an action thing that you do. Loving a person also, if, you know, there's like multiple different meanings of love, okay? But for the purpose of this, for the scope of this video, we're talking about being in love with you or she loves you. She can tell you she loves you and not be in love with you. That really doesn't do you any good, right? So the real question you're trying to get answered is that if she's in a place where she can come back to you, if she can come back home, because, or if you can go back home, right? Because you're in the midst of a separation. So I would say you're worried about the wrong things, okay? So first of all, wait for her to tell you, okay? There are a lot of things that will happen before she actually gets to tell you that she loves you again, which means she feels like she's in love with you, right? There are a lot of things that has to align, depending on the damages that your marriage has encountered over time, right? So how far is that? Is the damages? We don't know, right? I don't know, unless I actually coach you personally and I talk to you. So I don't know the extent of the damages that you've, but either way, it doesn't matter. You're going to have what I call infinite patience. You're going to have patience. And that's extremely difficult when you don't have a personal purpose and mission in life that basically preoccupies your time, that you don't really have time to be wondering if she still loves you or not. So if you're wondering if she still loves you or not, there's a good chance that she's not attracted to you right now, okay? There's a good chance that you have too much time in your hands and you're busy wondering if she still loves you. You need to find a way to deliberately create attraction between you and your wife in a way that she's the one that starts to wonder about you. If she starts to wonder about you, that's literally equivalent, okay? That's directly equivalent to still loving you, in love with you, wanting to get back with you, wanting to move back home, or asking you to come back home, right? Or basically saying, I love you, I want us to work on it. Now, how patient can you possibly be in order to wait for that to happen? If you don't feel like you can be that patient, that's exactly why she does not love you right now. Basically, you don't respect yourself. You don't have self-respect. You don't have self-love. You don't have a healthy level of pride about self-love, okay? To the extent where, and I'm not telling you to be arrogant. That's not what I'm telling. I'm just trying to tell you that she doesn't want you if you don't come off as confident about yourself. She will probably not want you. She's not the only one that won't want you. Everybody else will not want you if they feel like you're lacking confidence, because there's something that we all of us are attracted to, even as men, as far as being attracted to a woman. We love a confident woman. You love a confident woman. She also loves a confident man. So how can you showcase confidence? Okay? How can you showcase confidence that, well, she's gonna come back to you if she belongs with you, right? See that attitude? It's not an attitude that's negative or arrogant or nasty or narcissistic in any way. It's a attitude of confidence that you know that God has the best for you, right? And anytime you see her, just showcase that by still being loving, not saying you love her, but being loving, being friendly, and giving her the freedom to decide when she wants to come back to you. That's how you tell if your wife still loves you. How do you tell if your wife still loves you? Wait for her, okay? The real question is that, how can I tell if you still love yourself? I can't tell that you still love yourself. You may love yourself. I can't tell you still love yourself enough for her to love you, because you're still asking this question if she loves you. How about gain an attitude of, she loves you anyway. I know she loves me anyway, but I'm gonna wait for her to tell me I'm gonna move on until then, okay? I'm gonna live my life, live a blissful, happy, fruitful, purposeful, mission-driven life, because that's exactly what's gonna attract her. That's all I have for you on this video. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. Go to lolaandola.com right now and go get your hands on the book, Get My Marriage Back. You need to read the book 10 to 15 times. If you cherry pick around videos, it won't work. You need to read this book 10 to 15 times. You need to learn the skills of attracting a woman, even if she's separated from you. By the way, it's easier if she's separated from you, but you have to learn the skill set. And that's all I have. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.